Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that are usually internet related, but not always. We don't fact check or research anything. I am here with my womb human. I don't know what I was going to call you. We're my mom. She's my co-host. And we, if you are watching, are in our official podcasting area room. Now, I still will be a traveling podcast.
This is the debut.
This is the debut.
The debut.
Had issues with that word. This is the debut of our podcast room. We don't have pictures up on the wall yet. Did you see that kid, that guy Anthony drew that picture? I'm going to ask him if I can pay him to send me the big file of it so that I can print that out and have that on the wall.
Nice.
And a picture of Snoop and Blaze on the wall. We haven't put our artwork up yet. But we have our chairs. We have a table. I don't like it. But this is basically it. This is our thing. Except when I have to go to Santa Barbara.
Then my living room is the thing.
Then the living room is the thing. Ooh, I should redo your living room.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to redo your living room for Christmas?
Sure.
Do you guys want a new living room for Christmas? Let's do that.
Laker colors.
Shh. Matt didn't realize that this is what was happening. Like, Matt is a huge Celtics fan and I'm a huge Lakers fan. And so he was like, yeah, yellow wall. And then I was like, yeah, and like purple chairs. He's like, yeah, that sounds great. I was like, He had no idea. Anyway, so happy Thanksgiving week, Mom.
Happy Thanksgiving week.
Merry Christmas.
Almost.
What are the holidays today, Mom?
Oh.
This was her homework.
I did it. I did my homework.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, wait, I gotta go to the right thing.
Mm-hmm. I surprised her.
This kind of bothered me. National Play with Dad Day. Don't you play with your dad all the time? Why do you need a day?
Most kids don't. Did you not realize dad's a rare one? Dad played with us.
My dad
he was
played
in
with
town.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, Dad, we're supposed to play today.
Christopher plays with his kids?
Yeah. You have rare ones
in
your family.
Matt plays with his dogs.
Yeah, Eric plays with Flynn. We know this, but I was thinking about this. Actually, that's weird that this got up. Yesterday, I was on a walk with Blaze, and there's this guy who lives in my neighborhood. He owns like a barbecue company. He's got all these. That's the only reason I like take note of his house is because he has all these barbecue trucks out front. And I'm always like, this house smells delicious and like ribs and that's wrong. And Blaze always wants to go closer to his house. But he's always outside either kicking a soccer ball or throwing a football with his son. Yesterday I walked past. I was like, oh, that's great to see. And then I went, you know, I would never say that if I saw a mom playing with her kids. I would never say, oh, that's great to see. I would just be like.
It should be the norm. It's also a National Parfait Day.
A parfait. I used to love parfaits. Parfaits. Ooh, the parfaits from McDonald's. I used to love those. Those were fantastic and weird.
Would you like to know? I did do a little bit of fact checking on these.
Please tell me more, Mom.
Parfait is a French word that
This was the fact checking we do about food. We're like,
French word that literally means perfect was originally used to describe a kind of frozen dessert beginning in 1894.
So a parfait is perfect.
Yes, but I'm not done.
Okay.
It's National Blasé Day.
Blasé?
So, blasé.
That's what blasé means? Is meh? Like meh.
This unique observance gives us permission to be blasé towards just about anything.
So
also a French word.
So it's French word day is what it is.
It means to be indifferent or bored with life, unimpressed, or as if from an excess of worldly pleasure. Why would you be bored with life? There's so many things in life.
Yeah, people that are bored with life have just given up on fun.
Have just given up.
Because it's really easy to be happy in life. No, that's not. It's not really easy. It's really easy to find joy in life. Doesn't mean that you are, because sometimes people aren't happy.
Right.
But you can find joy every day.
Anywhere.
You look for it.
Yeah. It's also.
You don't want to be blasé every day.
No, don't be blasé. And it's also shopping reminder day. Like, we need a reminder to go shopping.
Oh, well, Black Friday is this Friday, right?
Yeah.
But remember, everyone, I do have this written down. Just as you're shopping on Black Friday, just say, on a normal day, would this item be worth killing over?
Yes.
That's what you're, don't trample.
I don't shop on Friday.
No, I do Cyber Mondays. Cyber Monday has kind of just extended from November through December. So I shop online. But don't trample, run, pull, shove, or generally just
not
like,
worth it.
Don't be a punk.
No.
Be blasé as
it's
you shop.
It's also blasé day.
It
well,
is
not Friday.
No, but okay. As you shop, be blasé. You know, if you don't get the thing, you don't get the thing. Was it really, you know, was the mob mentality really worth that 10% off that you got? It's really not. Great news. We're recording this on Sunday, and Colleen just ended her live stream fundraiser she does every year for her birthday to raise money for children and families that have children with cancer. So the end total at the like, well, the
it's not over.
It's not over. The fund, you can, I'll put a link down below in this YouTube video. You can go donate for the next 48 days.
Yes.
She's leaving it open to donate for the next 48 days. But today, and the few days leading up to it, but today at the end of the live stream, she raised $133,000. You guys did that. You donated. Yep. And then Colleen says she is also donating $20,000 of her own money. So that is $153,000 the internet has come together to raise to help kids with cancer. She donates this money to a couple different organizations. Family Reach is a big one. They donate, they give money to families to cover things that aren't medical bills, like, because a lot of families, they go broke, they go poor, because they're just putting all of their money into the treatments for their children, so they can't pay their mortgage, they can't pay
your gas,
the electric, they can't just pay, they just rent. Can't pay for things. So Family Reach is an organization that gives them money to help those things. In the past, Colleen's donated to them, and they always tell her where her money goes. It's not like an organization that kind of just like, thanks for your donation, and you never know what happens to it.
Yeah.
They sent her stories. Last year, they helped pay the mortgage for a family for 3 months because their house was about to be foreclosed on. So they got to keep their house, help them get their feet back on the ground, all this stuff. And she also donates to the Children's Hospital of LA and a couple other places. She usually finds a new place every year to donate to. But those are the two main ones she donates to. And it's awesome. So congratulations to everyone that donated. You could still donate if you didn't get around to it, or if you just shared the live stream or the fund page. She was on Fundly.
And thank you to all the other YouTubers that came together and donated things for her to
She went extra this year. Usually she just gives around, she like goes around her house and finds random things. But she threw that party on Thursday. She had a birthday party. She threw her party on Thursday and invited YouTubers, and she said, bring me something I can give away on my live stream.
Yes.
So the YouTubers showed up.
They were
and
very
they
generous.
They showed up with their merch. They showed up. James Charles gave $500 to Ultra Beauty along with all his merch. Rosanna Panzino gave a bunch of merch and then also donated money to the fund itself. A lot of Joey showed up with a bunch of different stuff, like
Wendy Bellissimo.
It was phenomenal. It was awesome. Jaclyn Hill gave three huge highlighter palettes thingies. I don't know if they're called palettes, but it was a lot of fun. The live stream was 2.5 hours long. They hit $100,000 within the first hour. It was cool. It was great. Yeah. So congratulations, everyone. And let's double it next year.
We can still keep going for 48 days.
Oh, we still
days.
Can. Yeah. All right, Mom. We're going to stay or go on the rest of these.
Okay. Here we go.
A nurse made a TikTok video titled, "We Know When You're Faking It."
Yes, I want to hear this.
Okay, so...
Is that it?
No, that's okay. Not it. So first, this nurse is like a TikTok video. So she plays the patient and the nurse in it.
Oh, she's not a real nurse?
She is a real nurse. She's in the hospital. I don't want to assume like she's goofing off on time, but she was, you know, in her hospital gear. And it's just, she's acting like this patient coughing, and then it shoots to her as a nurse dancing to this girl's cough, and it's titled, "We Know When You're Faking It." And then the internet, like, most people were like liking it, and then people came out and went like, wait a second, then people came out with the hashtag patients are not faking it, and they all started telling stories about how they'd go in and they'd be like, oh, you're fine, and then their illness would get worse and they'd get diagnosed with something severe, and they should have gotten diagnosed earlier, but the people thought, the medical staff thought they were faking it. So I know as a mom, you wanted to be like, haha, yeah, I do know when you're faking it. But that's with your like kids. But also, you thought I was faking not being able to see. So maybe you don't know when we're faking
it. But not for too long. It wasn't very long.
A year? It was a year. Anyway, so people went around and started telling all these stories.
Okay.
And I want to say, I want to remind you, when I was a kid and you would take me to the doctor or the hospital, you always said, make it sound worse than it is.
Yep.
So they'll pay attention
that's
to
right.
you. And that is not, I mean, it's right that we had to do that. Like, that's right that you told me to do that so that I would get medical attention I needed. Yep. But it's not right
that you have to do that.
That I have to do that. And yeah. I was reading through it and black patients were saying they are only believed they have an illness when the doctor is black as well.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
They're like, every time I go, I'm like, I praise Jesus when I see a black doctor because I know they'll actually pay attention to me.
Wow.
So, and when Matt had kidney stones, yeah. when he walked in, he was like, it doesn't hurt that bad anymore. I said, I don't care. Tell them what you're at a 10.
Yep.
And because I was like, I know you have kidney stones. And they did every time, the first time we went in, they thought he was just hungover or something. And we never drank. We don't drink. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't on any drugs. He didn't, you know, he's not shooting up heroin. And they thought he was faking it so they wouldn't get him morphine. Wow. And he was in pain for like 3 hours in the ER and they wouldn't give him anything for it because they thought he was faking it. I was like, and we were talking about it. We're like, so what if he was faking it? Who cares? Is that really that big a deal? Like, give him the morphine and move on. But like, if he's clearly not faking it, like, I don't know what you want us to do. And some,
and also when you go in, you're nervous and your adrenaline's going. And so that subsides kind of sometimes the pain or how you're feeling. And so it can mask what you're truly feeling. You go, oh, well, maybe. And then you start second guessing yourself and it ends up it's appendicitis or it's something, you know, could be something serious.
So I understand people thinking it was funny, like moms, because you know when your kids are faking it. You know, your kids are being your kids.
Well, it would be funnier if it was, you know, when your kid's faking it.
Yes.
As opposed to a patient.
But when a parent brings their kid in and a parent goes, my kid is sick, and they're like, it's just, you know, gas.
Yep.
You're like, I know my kid.
Yep.
This kid is not faking, because you do know when your kids are faking it.
Yep.
And the doctors won't believe you. So this was a huge thing going around the internet. And I was like, this is systems messed up that these people just get to decide if we're faking it or not.
Not all of them.
No, some not all. There are some great doctors
some
out there.
Fantastic
but,
nurses and doctors out there.
Yes. But there are some that just, they have, they're like, I get on a power trip. I want to say what it is. People like having power and saying if someone, you know,
could
is worth the time or not.
I don't know.
And I know 99% of the time it is nothing or whatever, you know, like your tummy ache is just gas. But that few there's a few people who were like, every time I went to the ER, they were like, it's just gas. And then a year later, I have a giant ulcer that could have been handled a year ago, but no one would take a look at it because they just said it was gas. So it was annoying to read those stories, but I'm glad I did. All right, say or go. Elon Musk showed off the new Cybertruck.
No.
Okay. Yes, it's ugly. Stay or go. Gordo will be in the new Lizzie McGuire reboot.
I think you just said it all right there.
I did. So we can now sleep peacefully knowing this reboot will be amazing. But Mom, you know, if you're still having trouble sleeping, even after this phenomenal news, may I suggest the sleeping app called Calm?
Please do.
Oh, great, because it is our sponsor for today.
Nice segue.
Thank you. Calm is the number one app for sleep and relaxation. It can transform your nights, which means it can transform your days, Mom.
Yes.
Better night means better day.
True.
Trust me. There are sleep stories, which are just bedtime stories, but for adults, which are made to help you fall into a deep, natural sleep within minutes. They also have soothing music, guided meditation, breathing exercises, and so much more. So if you go to calm.com/allthingsinternet, you'll get 25% off a Calm premium subscription. This is a limited time offer, so take advantage of it now. It comes with unlimited access to Calm's entire library, and there's new content added every week, so you'll never get bored, Mom. So get started today. That's calm.com/allthingsinternet, calm.com/allthingsinternet, name of the show. 25% off premium subscription. Sleep well, y'all.
I have a question, Rachel.
What, Mom?
What's the difference? How do you know which one's forward slash and which one's backslash?
There's like no backslash on the keyboard anymore.
Oh, really?
I'm looking at my keyboard because I went, I don't know. And I looked and I only have one slash, so I'm guessing it's that one.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I think a backslash would go
sliding down, and a forward slash. Wait, no. Backslash.
I would. If you're writing like this, I think that would be forward because you're going forward.
The
up
people
the
listening are like, "What is happening in that room?"
And if it's backsplash. Back. What's it called?
Slash.
Then you're writing, and then that would be backwards because you'd run into it, right?
No.
Oh, I have it backwards?
Yeah, you have it backwards.
Do I have it backwards, Tim?
The backslash leans to the right.
Yeah, and that's what forward slash leans to the left.
That's what I was just saying.
No, it wasn't. That was the opposite of what you said.
Okay.
Anyway, it doesn't make sense, Mom.
Okay.
All right. Passers day. I saw an article that says YouTube needs to chill with its annoying premium spam.
I don't want to hear it.
Okay. I just agreed with it. They spam a lot.
I don't want to hear it.
More annoying than the commercials that they're trying. They're like, trust me, you won't see commercials anymore. I'm like, no, I won't see your commercial anymore. I don't care about normal commercials.
You're still telling me about it, and I didn't want to hear.
I'm sorry. I just got annoyed with it. People are leaving Twitch for Facebook gaming. Stay or go.
Yeah, Facebook has gaming?
Yeah. See, the thing that is ruining Twitch is that they make people say you're not allowed to stream anywhere else. And so they're like,
can't do that.
They made people sign these 2 years contract but didn't pay people to, like, you know. So Facebook and Mixer are giving people this huge upfront money. They're like, come to us, we'll pay you $1 million right now, and then you also get to make money on our platform. So people are going to obviously jump ship because Twitch is just going.
But then do they have to sign a contract that they...
Yes. And so paid. I don't know why with streaming, everyone's just like, you have to sign a contract. I don't understand that. Because I'm like, I've just never seen it on any other platform before, which still confuses me. But I don't know how much Twitch is going to be able to keep handling all these people jumping ship.
I don't know. They have you, so...
They have me, and I keep forgetting to stream.
Oh. Well, they have Christian Jessica, and they always remember to stream.
I need to... I haven't... last week, I was sick. It threw me, okay? Stay or go. Apple removed customer reviews from its online store.
I want to hear this. No, I want a review.
And they refused to comment on it. They sneakily did it. And
not good.
They, people asked for comment and they didn't respond. And it's clearly because their products are getting worse and worse. They had a product up that had like 500 one-star reviews.
Ooh.
So, and I'm like, okay, so clearly their products are just getting worse and they don't care. They just care about looking good and making money, and they don't care how well the things are, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's all I had to say. They just won't say anything about it.
Okay.
It's rude.
That's very rude.
I mean, I won't buy anything on Amazon if there's no reviews.
You've got to read the reviews.
You have to read the reviews.
I read the good ones and the bad ones.
Yes, I do
sometimes
too.
Sometimes it could have bad ones, but the good thing kind of outweighs those bad ones.
Yeah, because if the bad one's like, my shipping package was damaged. I'm like, okay.
Calm
really?
Down.
They are fine. Or then it's like, you know, I didn't have batteries. I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not the product's fault that you don't own batteries. So I like to read all of the reviews.
Same.
All right. I'm going to make you stay on this. Just because I want to rant about it. YouTube is now going to try and place more ads on quote unquote edgier videos since they can't monetize videos for kids anymore.
Go for it, Rachel.
I mean, listen, for the past 2 years, YouTube is saying that they're demonetizing edgy videos. They're like, if you cuss, if you're violent, if it's a prank, like all of Philip DeFranco's videos are demonetized because he talks about sensitive subjects. And for the past 2 years, they're like, you can't do that. The YouTube's like, you're not allowed to do that. We're demonetizing all of that content. And now they have to demonetize any content for kids. So there's nothing left to place ads on.
Right.
Like, so now YouTube's like, we'll figure out how to monetize edgier videos then. So now they're going back. Pick a lane. What are my videos supposed to be?
They don't know what they're doing.
Like, it's not, I don't know what to do at this point, Mom. I don't know what to do.
I'm sorry.
You should be.
It's not my fault.
It's not. But I'm like, okay.
But I feel for you.
Right. So I have to have, they're going to see which advertisers are going to be okay with edgier videos. And then I think you'll probably have to rate your video, like what age group. I have a feeling what's going to happen is that when we post videos, we're going to have to say which age group we'd like this to be targeted towards.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're going to start targeting your videos towards that age group that you've asked for and putting ads on for that age group, as long as they're not for kids. Because if the second you say it's under 13, you're going to be demonetized. So I think that they're going to start doing this thing where they're going to like just kind of categorize each age group and you have to declare which one you want. So,
okay.
I have a feeling that's what's going to happen, just so that we can actually get ads on our videos. So that at like the reason you weren't supposed to be edgy was because like McDonald's was like, I don't want my video or my ad on, or Disney was like, I don't want my ad on a video about like, like suicide or, you know, drugs and cussing and stuff. So I feel like that Disney would be like, okay, my videos can go on like teenagers, like targeted towards teens, I guess. I don't know. This whole thing is just,
it's silly because you guys that I know are for all ages.
Yeah.
Not just one age group.
Yes. I feel like anybody at any age can watch my videos and enjoy them.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. I don't cuss. Mm-hmm. Oh, I try not to. I say things like, you know, Richard's nickname, but I don't.
Okay. Got it. Got it. I think I'm like, Richard. Okay. I got it.
I don't cuss. I don't talk about sex. Mm-mm. You know, I'm not doing drugs or drinking, but I definitely have, I feel, a more mature sense of humor. So I feel like I fit age ranges, but I don't know. Some people could look at me and say I'm for kids, and some people could look at me and say I'm for adults. I don't know.
Right.
It's not fun, Mom. It's not. I don't know. I feel like in 2 years, it's going to be like really hard to make money on YouTube.
Probably. Maybe there'll be another platform by then.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping. All right. Twitter is experimenting with letting you schedule your tweets.
Don't they already do that?
No. So you can draft them and save them for later. I used to do this on a website called Hootsuite. You could go and you could schedule your posts on any platform, which was great.
That's what I heard you guys talking about a while
ago. Yeah. Because Colleen used to like, as Miranda, she'd have to tweet every like 3 to 4 hours. You know, it was like, to be active, you had to be active, but she would be traveling all day or whatever. Or, you know, or like our video was going to go up and we scheduled our video, but we also had to schedule a tweet promoting the video. So I used to use Hootsuite a lot. And now, I mean, I have internet on my phone constantly. That was when we traveled a lot.
Right.
And you never knew.
Right.
So now I'm on the internet constantly, so I don't need to schedule them. But I think this is a good thing for businesses will use this a lot.
Yes.
And like I had a brand deal the last Thursday and I had to post a tweet and I almost forgot, but thankfully my manager reminded me. But if I could have scheduled it, it would have never slipped my mind.
Right.
So I think it's a good idea. I see no downfall with it.
I don't either.
So I think it's just a good ad.
Win-win.
Good job, Twitter, making a move. That's,
yeah,
you know, making money moves over here. It's good. Last bit of news I have for today. The electric scooter company Bird will give you a free scooter ride if you take a selfie while wearing a helmet. Like if you take, you're riding the scooter and you have a helmet on, you take a selfie. People think this is, you know, Bird trying to be like, be safe, everyone. No, they're just trying not to get sued. They're trying not to have a death on their hands from these death scooters.
Death scooters.
They're death scooters. You know, I'm still upset that 1 year you guys got me an electric scooter.
Yes, we did.
Dad is laughing in the corner. And it sucked and you knew it and you're like, okay, we'll return it and get you a better one. I didn't complain.
Mm-hmm. No, you didn't. You knew better then.
I was a very good kid, but you were like, you know what? Now that it's out of the box, I realized we kind of got had. Dad probably bought it on sale thinking it was a great deal, but it wasn't. It was a bad scooter. Right. But I was really excited about it, but I wasn't allowed to ride it because you wanted to return it. And then you never got me a new one.
We saved your life.
You saved my life.
You're welcome.
I'm upset about it. But you know what?
You're here to tell the story.
I live to tell the story of me being... I wasn't a brat, but I'm being a brat now.
A little bit, but that's okay.
That thing stopped instantly. That's what it was. It was like... I think I did get to ride it once, but like the second you hit the brakes, it came to a complete stop and I would have flown over those handlebars in half a second. There was no graceful stopping with that.
And that was a long time ago.
That was a really long time ago. It was like one of the first electric scooters. All right, Mom, do you have any news?
Well, your dad was telling me a story about, I can't remember where it was. Oh, I have the email. I could bring it up. Something about gingerbread men. There's a pastry store that changed the name to Tim, what was it? Nope. Yeah.
So, oh.
Gender neutral person.
Yeah.
Instead of
calling him a gingerbread man, why don't you just say it's a gingerbread cookie, but it's a gingerbread man?
Oh, so they were like, were they poking fun at the whole situation?
Kind of, but then it ended up being a huge success.
I love when that happens. I love when people are like, oh, well, this, you know, and then it ends up actually being successful. Yeah.
They sold more than they ever had or something.
Yeah. See, because people want to support that. Chick-fil-A recently, did we talk about this last week?
I think so, or I heard it on the news a lot.
Or we also clean vlogged it. But Chick-fil-A announced that they're going to stop giving money to the foundations that hate LGBTQ plus.
Did they actually say that, or did they just announce the places that they're giving it to?
No, they announced that they're going to stop giving.
They're actively stopping
giving money to these negative places, and so the gays everywhere rejoiced, and as did the people that love the gays. And so we all went and got Chick-fil-A, and Matt mentioned, he's like, well, this is just a scam to get more money. And I was like, well, it worked. And he's like, but you guys are supporting them hating them before. I was like, no, we're supporting them making the correct move. And it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, they were terrible. They probably still are, but they're making a move in the right direction. Whether that direction was made that was like motivated by money or not, it's a step in the right direction. And that's not, I'm going to support that.
Yeah, I read
anyway.
Something else that says, you know, they're going to come out now yearly with where they donate. Mm-hmm. And so they could go back to donating to other things.
They could.
So it could be.
We got to keep our eye on it.
That's right.
But I think that sales probably dipped in the places that aren't super friendly to all. But I must tell you, in LA, sales probably skyrocketed. any other news, Mom? We're going to move on.
Chicken fact.
Oh, give us the chicken fact.
Okay. You know, egg size and grade, like large, extra large, or A, double A.
Yeah, what's with the double A stuff?
Here we go. Egg size and grade are not the same. The size is determined by the weight per dozen, and the grade refers to the quality of the shell, the white, the yolk, and the size of their air cell. So, like,
so you want more A's?
You want more A's.
I want a large egg with extra A's.
There you go.
Got it. I did not know that. I didn't know what the grade meant.
Now you know.
I mean, I knew what the size meant, but I didn't know what the grade meant. All right, Mom. Why are you looking at your phone? What are you doing here?
Because I was going to find the winner, so I'm ready.
Oh, okay.
But not yet.
Well, we are moving on. Someone texted me. Colleen did. Hold on. Let's see what Colleen does. I need Christmas lists. Her fundraiser's done, so now she can focus on Christmas. I love the moment her fundraiser was done. She's like, Christmas time, y'all. Okay. I created a new game. I'm naming it This or That. Okay.
This or That.
Oh, there's a song.
What's this? What's that? What's this? What's that? It's a little game show, and it's a little fun thing that Flynn watches.
Oh, all right. Well, shout out to that.
This is a cat.
Don't give me copyrighted,
What's
Mom.
What's that? I said the words wrong, so you won't.
Okay, great. This is kind of based on the Mandela effect, okay? I'm going to tell you two things, and you have to tell me which one is the right one, okay? So there are most things that there's one right one, and then the thing that people usually get, they think it is, but it's not really.
Okay.
Okay, so you'll get it in a second. I created this. It might exist already, but this was fresh in my mind, and I thought this was
copyright
fun.
Copyright it. All trademark right. it.
Is the peanut butter called Jif or Jiffy?
Jif.
Correct.
Ding, ding.
I figured you'd get that one, but a lot of people think it's Jiffy. Okay. Is the show called Sex and the City or Sex in the City?
In.
Nope, it's Sex and the City, Mom.
Sex in the City.
Because
sex in the city.
They
sex
always say
the,
like,
yeah.
Sex, the sex. The city is like the fifth person on the show. Yeah. You know, like it's she's.
Sex and the City.
She has the sex and she's in the city. Okay, so you're one for two right now.
One and one.
Is the snack called Cheez-Its with a Z at the end or Cheez-It with nothing at the end?
I saw cheese nips on the news lately, and then people are saying, why buy those when you can buy the Cheez-Its?
Yeah. Is there a Z at the end of it or not? Cheez-Its or Cheez-It? Oh, she's thinking.
Oh.
I know. You're trying to picture it,
can't. Yeah, I am. I'm going to say Cheez-Its.
No, it's not an S. It's either a Z or nothing.
Oh.
Is it Cheez-Its?
Cheez-It.
Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Nips. No, there's no z. There's no z.
There's no z.
There's no z.
There's no, it's cheese it. Correct. Cheese it. It's cheese it.
Yeah, two and one. Okay.
Okay. Is this in this fun?
Yeah, it's fun. Okay.
Oh, Matt just made a noise.
I hope he's not under a weight. Is he good?
He's walking.
He's walking. Okay.
Is the Oreo double stuff or double stuffed? She's thinking.
Double stuff.
Correct. And the stuff is only spelled with one F.
Ooh.
Ooh. I could have tricked you with the double stuff or double stuff and just said one F.
Because you think double F.
Yes. Always.
Okay. Three and one. Three and one.
Here's my last one. So you basically won, right?
No matter what. Yeah, I did.
Well, let's see if you get this last one.
Okay. Oh, now I'm getting cocky, so
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Is the Forrest Gump line, life is like a box of chocolate, or life was like a box of chocolate?
The first one.
Nope, it was. If you listen, he says, life was like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get. And people have been missaying it. This is the Mandela effect. Everyone's saying life is. And you'd think it would be is, because it kind of goes with
life is like a box of chocolates.
But Tom Hanks said was.
Really? So now, of course, I'm going to have to go back and listen to
it. I know. The line is was. Isn't that crazy? That anyway, crazy. That's it. What? Bubba Gump asked at Bubba Gump, they asked you that question. See? It's been confirmed.
Confirmed.
All right, Mom, you won. So
what do I get?
I'll give you a hug later.
Yes, my fave.
All right, we are moving on to the questions for today. Okay. That was a good game, right?
It was a great game.
I'm trying to come up with new games here. I have one for later in December. It's gonna have to do with the Christmas carols. Yes. All right, Dave. Oh, I burped. Oh, did it again. David wants to know, did you make any new friends at Colleen's birthday party? So Colleen had her birthday party and YouTubers came. We were there. I hung out with JoJo, Beth Ann, and Nate, and Andrew, and Jaden the most of the time.
I hung out with Flynn.
My mom hung out with Flynn.
He wasn't a friend last birthday.
Yeah. But I got to finally actually meet Nikita. I'd met James Charles before. Who else did I meet for the... Jaclyn Hill and Nikita, I think, were the people I met for the first time there. I love Nikita.
I met her at Escape the Night.
Oh, okay.
The shooting of Escape the Night season, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you went to a lot with of the Flynn shootings with then, Flynn. So, yeah, so Colleen could breastfeed. But, yeah, Nikita might be my favorite human. Mm-hmm. All of the YouTubers were very nice to me. I don't think I made a brand new friend because I was hanging out with JoJo the whole time. But Nikita might be one of the nicest people. You see her and you think like she's really sassy and she might maybe be rude. She is extremely nice. Still sassy, but she's very nice. So she was fun. She comes up and talks to you like you've been best friends forever. And aww. I love those type of people who's just like
you feel comfortable with
and they make you feel comfortable. And yeah. I love that. But we had a lot of fun. I got to know a lot of them very well because Colleen wanted to play slumber party games. It was a 90s themed slumber party is what it was. No one spent the night except Flynn.
I did.
Mom did. But so we ended up playing spin the bottle, truth or dare. No one kissed. But it was you spun the bottle and whoever landed on you got to say truth or dare to them. Or okay. If both parties wanted to, because you have to have consent, you would kiss. But okay. no one opted kissed. For that option.
Okay.
So we played truth or dare and that was fun. And then we played never have I ever.
Mm-hmm.
I got to know people there. Yes. And then Colleen invented a game called the hot seat, where she just wanted to ask people questions. So she'd choose a person and they'd have to go sit in front of everyone else and we'd get to ask them any question we wanted.
Wow.
And it was hilarious. And it got open and it got honest and it got deep and it got sad, but then it was also funny. And it was a lot of fun. And I peaced out around midnight. And Colleen said people stuck around until like 1:30 a.m.
I was out like by 9 with Flynn. So I missed all that.
Dad was downstairs for, I think, the truth or dare part.
And then he kind of slinked
and
upstairs.
And then he slunk upstairs before we got to never have I ever.
Well, it's also turned off all the lights for some
time. Oh, we played sardines where we turned off all the lights and one person goes hides. We all look for them. Once you find them, you hide next to them until the last person. There's one person left searching. So we played that. And that was a mess because it was like we had so many people.
There was a lot of people.
I lost one round. I got confused. I don't know where I was. But it was a lot of fun. Dad, did you make any friends? You were downstairs a little bit more than Mom.
Playing Operation with the little twin girls.
Oh, Dad played with what are Oakley and Tatum and Oakley?
Taylor and Oakley? Tatum, maybe?
Madison and Kyler are their parents. My dad played with the little twin girls. They were like, they were just everywhere. They didn't care. We started playing sardines. They're like, the lights are off. Mom, where'd you go? And they weren't like stressed about it, but they're like, this is not normal. I was like, these kids are funny. Anyway, so it was a lot of fun. Bex Anthony wants to know, have you seen JoJo's old vlog channel is now a music channel? Yeah, this was going to be like news, but it was just like, you know, one thing I did to this. I texted her this morning because I went on to my YouTube and her all of her music videos came up in my subscription feed. And I was like, I have seen these music videos before. And then I clicked on it and she deleted or hid all of her old vlogs on her vlog channel. And it's now just going to be where she posts her music, which I think is smart. So parents can go on.
Yeah.
And put their kids' music on, put the, her channel on for their kids.
Yeah.
And I think that was a really cool idea. She doesn't enjoy vlogging that much anymore. And she only does she's too busy. She only does things she truly enjoys.
Good for her.
So she wasn't enjoying vlog. She's been trying to figure out what to do with her vlog channel for a while. But I texted her. I was like, did you turn your vlog channel to a music channel? She's like, yes. I was like, oh, okay. I watched your music videos all morning. So I did. It was like, nice. It was a playlist.
We watched one. She put one on for Flynn and he was...
Oh yeah, Flynn has learned to dance, meaning doing that baby thing where they just kind of like move their butt up and down. he dances to JoJo songs, which is nice. Maddie said, are you going to go Black Friday shopping?
No.
I will go cyber shopping. I bought some jeans last night. Got some good Levi jeans. Yeah.
Now, how do you buy jeans without trying them on?
Well, my thing is that I can't find jeans that ever fit me because I'm so tall. Mm-hmm. And like, I got long legs. They're legs for days. But so and everywhere in America, they just say girls are like, OK, 0 to 16, whatever the sizes go up to. Actually, it's like starts at 00. Sorry. I'm still trying to get my
you are still back to better. I still hear it in your voice.
I know it's taking so long. My voice is taking so long to heal. I've been drinking so much tea.
Tea's good for you.
I know. Where was I? Oh. The sizing is stupid in America for girls. We don't have waist times height or waist by height. We just have a random number.
And it's not the same for every company.
No, it's not. It's not the same for every store.
No, it's not.
And so I got so fed up with it because none of my pants were long enough. My ankles were always cold. And then when I went to Australia for VidCon 2 years ago, Blaze, leave your grandma alone. He's really upset. Since we're in these chairs, that Blaze can't sit on the couch with my mom. So I gave him a blanket on the floor, but now he wants some love. Anyway, when I was in Australia, I went to a Levi's outlet there and they had jeans that fit me. Mm-hmm. So I bought 3 pair immediately.
Right.
And then I came home and Matt was like, those are good quality jeans. That's another thing is you can't find good quality jeans anymore. I sound like such an old person talking right now. But since I tried them on in Australia, I know what size I am.
Yeah.
And so I just order them on. I just buy Levi's now because I know that they'll fit me. And they haven't sent me a ill-fitted jean yet. So,
wow, that's great.
Yeah, that's where Matt gets his jeans too. So also we don't have to go like try them on because they're always the same.
You girls took me shopping because I didn't know they had jeans that fit old lady people.
Yes, they have jeans that fit all ages and sizes. So, you just have to find your brand basically.
Yeah.
And I found my jean brand. All right. Adrian wants to know, were you able to film all of your December videos already? No. My mom was not. My plan was to film all of my main channel videos for December in November because I want to focus on Vlogmas,
right.
Streaming, and I was thinking about making fun of TikTok.
Does he want out? Or is that just too bad?
Dad, you can open the door for her.
Okay.
But I lost my voice. On the week I was going to film all my videos.
Right.
And then my voice started coming back. And I was like, okay. So I sat down to start filming. And Matt comes in. He goes, if you film all of your videos this week, it's going to sound like you have no voice all of December.
Right.
And I was like, oh, you're right. Like, because if I filmed one a day for the last week, it would sound like my voice was taking so long to heal, which it is.
But
so now since it's still there. You can still hear it. My throat hurts every once in a while. Like it hurt this morning. But I'm going to start filming. I filmed last night and I'm going to film again today. So I'm going to start now. I'll be a little behind, but I couldn't get it all done. And I had this like set plan. I have all the stuff I need. I have all of them planned. I just couldn't film it, Mom.
You couldn't do it.
The voice got to me.
It's okay. It wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't meant to be, but I'm mad because I was so proactive about it.
It's okay.
Thank you. Thank you for being there for me. Tal wants to know what's on Gwen's tray.
Oh, my chicken facts, my iced tea, and my Polaroid camera, which comes into play.
Right now.
But first we need to announce.
Who was the chick? No, who was the winner seafood dinner?
Winner. Okay, I have to look it up.
Dad, you weren't here for the last podcast. Mom is giving away sea glass.
That I picked up off the ocean.
That she picked up
Santa Barbara Ocean.
The ocean floor.
It's a theme, Tim. Obviously, you haven't listened to our podcast.
It was winner chicken dinner when she gave away a rubber chicken. And now it's winner seafood dinner because she's giving away sea glass.
Riley Ryder
is the winner. Congratulations, you've won.
The sea glass, I'll be DMing you.
There you go.
To get your address.
All right. And this, now?
Today, we're going to give away a Polaroid.
Of us. We did a tester one already. So we have that on the tray. We also have my vlog camera on the tray today.
Yes.
Mom, would you like to take the photo now?
Sure. How do we do after? This?
Do you want Dad you to take it?
Yeah, you take it.
Let's see if he can get it. This is going to be a mess, y'all.
No, open.
You're
it
welcome.
Up.
No, nope. Put that. There. Yep, she's trying to figure out how a Polaroid camera works. This is this her button. Generation.
Oh, shut.
Shush. Okay, can you see us both?
I don't think you can see us both.
Hold on, we'll get here.
Whoa!
My mom fell. Over. My mom fell.
Okay.
Okay.
You gotta move your hand, Tim. It comes out the top.
Oh God!
It comes out the side. The
or
top.
Just this whole thing.
So, what do they have to do?
I don't know. This
winner,
is your
winner.
Thing.
Picture perfect dinner. Is that
there
what
it is. Okay. Yeah, that's what we're saying. Winner. Picture perfect dinner. It is a Instagram worthy dinner picture right here. So
they have to.
This is up to you.
No, you're the one who says the things.
Oh, sorry. Okay. You have to be...
Why don't we shake them? It doesn't do anything.
Does it not?
In the olden days, they used to be wet.
You shake them like a Polaroid picture. It's a Polaroid picture.
But they're not wet.
I know you have to put it in light. So why don't you just put it face up on the table?
Because I like holding it.
Okay, well. Shaking it.
In the olden days, you had to shake it. You don't have to shake it anymore.
Okay, for this, you have to be either following the podcast on iTunes or Pandora or Spotify, wherever you listen to it, you have to be following it, or you have to be subscribed, take a picture proving that, and tweet it to us at podcastATI.
Saying, winner, picture perfect dinner.
Yes, also tag my mom in it, or else she won't be able to see it if you just do podcastATI.
Pixie
you don't
Tangerine.
Need to tag me, Pixie Tangerine, and podcastATI, so I can verify when she chooses.
Oh, it's a cute picture.
I might take a picture of it and post it on my social medias. Leave it in the sun.
Sorry, there's no sun in here.
I have really bright lights that act as the sun.
Oh, okay.
What?
I was going to say, but you know what would is those little lights that we have.
Oh, yeah, the happy lights.
The happy lights.
Taking
I
it
love
back.
My
Free
happy
promo.
Light.
Free promo, happy Free light. Night.
But I like them.
I got to share this clip with my manager so they can send it to them. You got free promo. All right, last question. Becca says, are you excited to start Vlogmas? I am. I do love vlogging, but I am such a person that I need an exact schedule. Like, if I have to vlog every day, I'm excited to do it because it's like, okay, I have to vlog every single day, like no choice. But when Vlogmas ends and I go, okay, I'll post twice a week, I'm always like, well, it's fine if I don't post. Like, oh, I'll get to it. Oh, I skipped today. I'll just do it tomorrow. But if it's Vlogmas is, Matt is just throwing weights
around.
He's pumping that iron. He's getting swole. But when it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to do something. You just like, don't do it. But if you have to do it, you're like, you're kind of excited that you have to do it.
Yeah.
It's a schedule. I love a schedule. So vlogging every day for a month, I'm actually kind of excited to do.
Well, if you miss a day, I'll have some footage for you.
Yes. My mom, you won't get mom vlogs every week, but you might get surprise mom vlogs once or twice during Vlogmas.
Yes.
So I'm excited for that as well. All right. That's all the questions, topics, and games I have for today. Do you have anything else to add?
No.
Dad, do you have anything else to add?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Mom, Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for?
You.
Okay. Not me. You can't be a human being. What are you thankful for?
My family.
Nope. Those are humans.
My chickens.
Oh my God.
My health.
I'm thankful I have several places I could go this Thanksgiving to eat a meal.
Yes.
So there you go.
There you go.
See, that's all. All right. I love you guys. Mom, take us out.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.